This webcast is made possible by the listener members of the Classical Network and WWFM.org. Thank you for your support. The ASCAP Deems Taylor Virgil Thompson Award-winning program Between the Keys with Jed Distler is a production of the Classical Network. Funding for this program is provided in part by listening members like you. This is Jed Distler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and welcome again to Between the Keys. It's been pretty hot this summer, hasn't it? And the heat doesn't bother me so much as the humidity. I've got my air conditioners going and my ceiling fan working overtime. When the weather is like this, I sometimes get in the mood for music that's kind of languorous, music that's, oh, what's a good word? Unpressured, let's say. I don't mean lazy or shapeless, but somehow the music that I've picked out for tonight's program seems to fit my languorous summer mood this week. And it's a mood that I personally can't really sustain for too long because I've been having to practice a great deal for an upcoming solo piano recording session that takes place next week in Las Vegas. In fact, I talk about it in the newsletter that I sent out each week promoting upcoming episodes. But let's get right into the music, and I'd like to feature a wonderful Swiss pianist. His name is Fabrizio Chiovetta. These are two movements from the Overture in the French Style by J.S. Bach, first the Courante and then the Sarabande. music of J.S. Bach, the Courant and the Saraband, from his Overture in the French Style, performed by Fabrizio Chiovetta. Here is a piece by Joseph Suk that is primarily lyrical, although the composer generates a rolling and powerfully sustained climax. This is the third piece from his suite for piano entitled Summer Impressions, and it's from a relatively recent recording on the Hyperion label featuring pianist Jonathan Plowright. Let's listen. Thank you. We've been listening to music by the Czech composer Josef Suk, who was a student of Antonín Dvořák, and who also became Dvořák's son-in-law, by the way. That was the third section of Josef Suk's suite for piano, entitled Summer Impressions, and the pianist was Jonathan Plowright. The next selection is a little character piece by Amy Beach that also could be considered as an etude in double thirds. It's called Fireflies, and you'll hear why in just a second. We're going to hear it performed by Joel Fan. That was a piece called Fireflies, composed by Amy Beach with pianist Joel Fan. One of my British writer colleagues recently turned me on to a release of piano music by African composers, and this CD has been getting very positive press. The second piano sonata by Ayo Bankole takes its cue from the Passion story in the New Testament, and its first movement that we're going to hear goes back and forth between percussive, almost Bartokian piano writing, and sparser, more lyrical moments. Let's listen to the first movement of Ayo Bankole's second sonata for piano, and it's performed by Rebecca Omordia. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was pianist Rebecca Omordia performing music by Ayo Bancole, the first movement of his Piano Sonata No. 2. Some of you might be familiar with the composer Anthony Braxton, whose work embraces both experimental and traditional jazz, as well as a large catalog of through-composed works, ranging from solos, chamber music, and orchestra pieces to musical theater and even music for no less than 100 tubas, believe it or not. I'd like to share now this relatively early piano piece of Anthony Braxton's. It is from 1969. Its title is simply Composition No. 10. I like how the music moves back and forth between easygoing, almost jazzy, single melodic lines and forceful tone clusters, and its structure seems deceptively casual and exploratory, yet these different elements seem to hold together in the end. It's almost like a mobile that you're looking at that's hanging from the ceiling, and you can look at it from different angles and taking your time to do so. The pianist is Hildegard Klebe, and this is music by Anthony Braxton. Thank you. That was music by Anthony Braxton, composition number 10, composed in 1969, and we heard pianist Hildegard Klebe. And you are listening to Between the Keys here at WWFM.org. My name is Jed Disler. I'm the artist in residence for the Classical Network. Somehow we're getting away from the topic of this program, which is music that reflects the languorous mood of a hot summer day. Especially the hot summer days that we've experienced in our Maine, New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania broadcast area. Perhaps it's different if you are in other parts of the country or around the world listening online. Here's Chopin's Mazurka in A-flat major from his Opus 41, and we're going to hear a pianist who doesn't really get that much attention anymore, Alexander Uninsky. He's kind of an old-school pianist who made a lot of recordings in the 50s for the Philips label, and I like to dip into his Mazurka cycle every once in a while, so let's listen. Alexander Uninsky playing Chopin's A-flat Mazurka from Opus 41. The Polish pianist Michał Sobkowiak recently recorded a CD that features his own jazz-influenced paraphrases and improvisations based on Chopin mazurkas. Let's see what he does with the Mazurka in A-flat from Opus 41. Michał Sobkowiak at the piano. Thank you. pianist Michal Sobkowiak playing an improvisation that uses Chopin's A-flat mazurka from Opus 41 as a launching pad, as well as a point of landing. While we were listening to that, for some reason I happen to remember a particularly languorous piano piece by my friend Alvin Curran called The Last Acts of Julian Beck. It's a piece in three sections, and we're going to hear the third section in a live studio recording featuring myself at the piano that was recorded back in 1999 on the Berkeley, California radio station KPFA. And the composer Alvin Curran was in the studio with me as I played. And before you hear me play, we're going to hear Alvin speak a little bit about Julian Beck.
Julian Beck was one of the greats, primarily one of the great artists of the late 20th century, and primarily known for his founding and carrying on the work of the Living Theater with his wife, Judith Malina. He was also a painter, a poet, a writer, a political activist, and an extraordinary man of theater and an extraordinary person. I was very close to Julian in the years in which the Living Theater was living in Rome, Italy, and ended up working on some of their last pieces together. That's who Julian Beck was.
Thank you.
final movement from Alvin Curran's Piano Suite, The Last Acts of Julian Beck. That was from a live archival radio recording with yours truly, Jed Disler, at the piano, and that was in the presence of the composer, Alvin Curran. You know, with all of this talking about summertime and the hot weather and global warming, I think it would make sense to hear George Gershwin's Summertime, don't you think? Well, why not? Here's a live recording with Dick Hyman, solo piano, recorded at Chung's Chinese Restaurant in Cleveland, Ohio, back in 1985. Dick Hyman. Thank you. George Gershwin's Summertime, so creatively and virtuosically served up by Dick Hyman, that was recorded in 1985 live at Chung's Chinese Restaurant. And before I said that the restaurant was in Cleveland, Ohio, it was actually in Fairview Park, Ohio. And with that, we bring this episode to a close. If it's sweltering hot and humid where you are, I hope you are keeping safe and keeping cool. But you're already cool because you're listening to Between the Keys, which is the epitome of cool, sophisticated, erudite, eclectic, all-embracing music making. We don't build walls on Between the Keys. We build musical bridges. We open up musical borders, and that's the way the piano world ought to be. I think so. This is Jed Disler, artist in residence for the Classical Network, and I hope you will tune in at this time next week for Between the Keys. This program is an exclusive production of the Classical Network and WWFM.org.